Maharaj, what about, we have heard that if the spiritual master becomes ill, that is due to the sins of his disciples?
It may be in some cases, not always. Not always. To a certain extent it is there.
What are the other
according
reasons?
The position of the guru.
Je
guru asustho hole pore shike shishyer karma phale niye hoye jan. It is encouraging to know for the disciple. It is encouraging for them. But from the absolute standpoint, it depends upon the position of the guru. And it is not totally, it is not wrong. Have to turn it under the argue. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol. What is the meaning of the word thank? I always, whenever you depart, at time of departure, you always use this word. But I have got not a very good idea about such word.
Expressing
thanks.
Gratefulness.
Gratefulness.
We feel grateful. We are forgiving.
Thanking. Thanking an expression of gratefulness. And then it shows just like gift. Gift, danam. Dan presupposes that one is owner, proprietor of a thing. So thanking presupposes the existence of a second party.
Something. Is it not?
Yes.
We are a separate party. Yes. We get something and returning we express our gratefulness. A separate party. We are all one party of Mahaprabhu. It does not send good impression in me, in my heart. Thank you. Gratitude.
What should be the real sentiment?
It's something we are highly benefited or something like that. Some expression. And that Jabashma thanks Dhanamaka. Now we are Harold again. Thanking to Konkhane, going to get grateful gratitude. That is a Pritsok party. Kastaki Kichu Pela Mami at a party Kichu Nyagilam. And Parbutu is thanking. Because this is a trick. No, I'm the hack group at Mode. Ajadi Kichu Pela, that the key Bala Jitabar. তার বিনিময়ে কি বলা যেতে পারে জিজ্ঞাসা করছেন হোয়াট এক্সপ্রেশন শুড বি অ্যাকিউরেট অ্যান্ড নাইস
One in the position of a disciple, he should try to make some repayment to the spiritual master.
One
one who is in the position of disciple, he must try to make some repayment.
A repayment to the to his master.
Yes. And in the Bhagavatam...
I say otherwise. I shall say, one must not think that his position of property or person, but they are all properties of my guru, servants of my guru. That should be the vision. Even our guru, we heard our Guru Maharaj to say that the whole work I should have done. It is my duty to do everything for my master. But I can't do, I am unfit. So Krishna has sent so many to help me. They are also my guru, come to help me in my work. So our Prabhupada used to see his disciples as guru in the right plane. And he told that when I chastise a disciple, that is my that is my artificial temperament. Artificial temperament, that Prolopita Vakko. Mahaprabhu also told to Sanatan, whatever I am talking to, it is all my Prolap. Prolap means a madman's speech. I don't know really the meaning of all these expressions, but I feel so much that Krishna to grace you, he's passing, sending these flow to, through me. What I say, that I know everything and I can teach you, this is my prolap. That I am superior to you, this is my prolap. That I am not, I am outside myself, besides myself. But in the real life, you are all my guru. You have come to help me in my service, attempt of service, futile attempt of service to my guru or Krishna. Annoy mukhi and vatirik mukhi. But by vatirik darshan, we shall, at least we shall consider these are the servants of my guru or Krishna. I may be a leader, leader of the clan, leader of the group, maybe. My Guru Maharaj has appointed me to lead this group. But they are not direct under me to serve me. They are the servitors of my Gurudev or Krishna. That way we have to see. Hare Krishna. Am I clear?
Yes.
That would be more real thinking. On the way. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
It is awkward to think that they are my servants or something like my property. Ishavasham. Krishna is everywhere. Everything belongs to Krishna and his own. I am not still claimed to become one of his own. At the bottom of our heart, but still what I can do, whatever little capacity I have got, I must utilize in the service of Krishna as I am ordered or expected by my Guru. That will be the solace and the consolation of my activity. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Kata Vajda? His daughter is married newly and they have come.
Yes.
Why did Ramana now?
I don't know.
He became a hippie.
I think so.
I don't know him.
You don't know?
I don't. It's he was not known by most of the devotees because that was many years ago.
Yes, he came and within a year he left Paras. He was not very intelligent, but anyhow came. Chance coincidence. But Ochyutananda was intelligent. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol. Tamal Krishna and others, they are engaged in the meeting.
Yes, beginning.
Meeting. Charu Swami, has he come? No.
Who?
Charu Swami.
Charu, Bhakti Charu, no, he has not returned yet from Calcutta.
He's Calcutta.
Today maybe he's coming.
And Bhavananda, no, Sarvabhavan, he was sick, I heard. Mm. You don't know about anything.
I don't know if he's recovered from his sickness.
Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. My new friend from Mexico.
Yes.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
So, Maharaj, could we ask you a question?
Yes.
I hope it is Loka Hita. But even if our questions may not be Loka Hita, your answers are always Loka Hita. Lokanam hitakarino.
Hitakaran maya.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, I feel like a fool. My Guru Maharaj told me, Tomara Murki, you're foolish. So I don't even know what is the proper question to ask.
Guru Mare Murkha Degi Kalila Shasan. Murkha Tani Tomak Nahi Vedanta Adhikar. Krishna Naam Mantra Japa Sadai Mantra Sar. In Benares, in the assembly of the Mayavadins, Mahaprabhu gave his confession like this when they accused you belong to our clan. This, you are disciple of Keshav Bharati. He is one of the members of the Shankar Sampradaya. You took sannyas from him. We are here, all stalwarts of the Sampradaya, but you don't come to us, you don't meet us. Not only that, we hear that you sing and dance and do so many things, and you do not engage yourself in the serious discussion and meditation of Vedanta. What is this? But seeing your figure, your appearance, I can't think that you are a hypocrite or a designing man. Your figure expresses is as clear, as transparent, very pious. A lustre coming from you. Now, we want to know why do you do these things, dancing, chanting, and you don't do meditation and discussion about Vedantic ontology. Then Mahaprabhu told that my Gurudev wanted me to go on chanting the name of Krishna. And he told in Kali Yuga, people, Kali Yuga, general people, they are of less merit. They I'm not fit for the discussion of Vedanta, such a profound thing. Go on chanting name of the Lord. But all right, it is not bad to take the name of Krishna, but why do you dance and sing and do all these things? Okay? Then Mahaprabhu told, when such sentiment and the feeling came in me, I put it to my Gurudev, what is this, when I take name of the Lord, as such feelings and sentiments come in me. So then Gurudev told me, yes, you are very fortunate that you have got all these signs in your mind and body. And with this he told, quoted passages from Srimad Bhagavatam. Evam bhuta sapriyo nama kirta jyatanu yagu buddhata citta uccai hasatta thuro jiti roti rayattu nimada vannetta ti loko vajcha. When real devotion descends in the heart of a devotee, then these signs must come in him. He will do this thing. So you are fortunate enough that you have got that prema, Krishna prema, the fifth end of life you have got. And I am going on. And they say, then the talk of Vedanta also came there. And Mahaprabhu told, he that the real purpose of Vedanta is not impersonal, it is personal. And he established there. That's all. Yeah, why do you say that Brahma is the ultimate conception of the Absolute, impersonal? The signs in the Vedanta, yata asatu brahma jigyasa, janma adyasya yata. Everything coming from him, everything is loved by him, that is preserved by him, and everything enters into him. So these are the signs of samishesha, not nirvishesha. So many specific and differentiative character is to be found there. It cannot be impersonal. In this way, there was some talk. And the particular section, they was converted. And then the other day, when Mahaprabhu, after taking bath in the Ganges, went to see Bindu Madhav, Vishnu Mandi, and there he began to sing and dance nearby the ashram of the Prakashananda. And some students of his intimated him that Chaitanya Dev is dancing there and singing the name of Krishna. If you like to see that, come. Then with all the disciples, Prakashananda came to the adjacent Devasthana, and there he found all these things. And he pressed. And it is told that he left the Mayavad school and became a disciple. He entered into Vaishnava theory. That is, Savihis, Krishna is above all. Krishna conception of Godhead is the highest. And some say, we do not admit, that Prabodhananda, who wrote many things about Navadvip, Mahaprabhu, and Radha Rasa Sudha Nidhi and all, and Vrindavana Sataka, Shishir Ghosh, the founder of Amrita Bazar Patrika, he was of that opinion that this converted Prakashananda was Prabodhananda. And he was so much impressed and he got so much grace of Mahaprabhu, he produced all this literature. But we are not of that opinion. Prabodhananda, in Bhakti Ratnakara we find that Prabodhananda was the uncle of Gopal Bhatta, as a Tamilian Brahmin, and he was Prabodhananda, and in Krishna Lila he is Tunga Vidya. So he cannot be Mayavadi. Mahan, who in Krishna Lila was so important figure, he cannot be Mayavadi Prakashananda in any time. But anyhow, the Prakashananda lost his position in the Mayavad school and entered into the devotional school of Sri Chaitanya Deva and lived in Vrindavan. The last days of his life passed there, taking Harinam. He was the leader of the then Mayavad Sampradaya of Benares. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur.
So, the other day, you were saying about the potential state of the jeev and the Brahma Jyoti, Brahma Loka. And then also, you told about someone being in the spiritual world and reawakening their identity. You said their consciousness may have been scattered.
Their consciousness?
May have been scattered. They may have been a little mad and forgetful of their spiritual identity.
Like crazy, man. Like someone who's crazy, delirious, you said.
In the spiritual world, Vaikuntha, you were saying someone may be looked upon, he became forgetful of his position and had scattered consciousness or was like a madman temporarily for a short time. So how can we understand the jivas? They're coming to the Mahatattva from the Brahma Loka. Are they coming from Sayujya or Sarupya or from where can it be?
I told that two kinds of jiva come to this world. One type, they are already from Vaikuntha, that is by the necessity of the Nitya Lila of Krishna, they had to come here as a part of Lila.
Yes.
And another by necessity, a constitutional necessity. From Brahmaloka, their stage of equilibrium is disturbed anyhow. And movement begins amongst the in the Brahmaloka.
Some movement begins in the Brahma Jyoti.
Brahma Jyoti. And then by that influence of the movement, then the free will is started. Began to move. But the general movement, the individual, it is okkhara. Okkhara becomes khara, shkhara. started. It was non-differentiated. Differentiation begins, and then the because it was really a conscious place. Jyoti means consciousness, unit of consciousness. So differentiation and movement that starts individual consciousness there. From unconscious, a plain sheet, when the specification begins, movement begins, then individual conscious units grow. Because it is consciousness, you see, it is endowed with fluid. And by free choice, from the buffer position, from the marginal position, they have to take one side, exploit side of exploitation and side of dedication. By exercise of their free will, they start, and in the result we see that some comes towards exploitation and some goes towards dedication. If we are to analyze to the extreme, then we are to follow such trend of thought. Anadi. Anadi bahirmukh. Anadi means what has not beginning. Then why? After they enter exploitation, they begin to come within the form of thought, space and time. Before time, before the conception of this material time, the movement, so anadi. Anadi, first bahirmukhata. Bahirmukh means tendency towards exploitation. In the beginning, the first towards exploitation. When enters the exploitation area, then comes within the factor of time and space of the mundane world. So, this way, some enters this side and some may go towards Vaikuntha. In this way, the equilibrium is disturbed and the movement, the dynamic kind of begins of this world in the negative side, that is the side of exploiting, the wrong side, the negative side, that of and the, when the competition enters the domain of the exploitation, and the giving and the taking in the land of negative land of loan, they become losers. Usually they think that by exploitation they will thrive, but really they become losers under the subjugation of the material consideration.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. But there's one thing that is confusing to me.
Yes, what is that?
Was the other day about saying the. You told about someone, Tamal Krishna Goswami asked, someone entering Goloka or Vaikuntha, some spiritual position. And he said that the others who are already there, they may be seeing that temporarily he was mad. So, how is this?
That is another side. When a Baddha Jiva, a fallen soul,
condition.
Conditioned soul enters the unconditional area, then they do not make any distinction. That is, they are the method thinking is all of eternal. So they are temper think that this friendship, the as present we find with the eternal. Mm. That cannot, but for some time it was not present. My friend, you are known to me. Why you are absent for so many days? My heart hankers for your company. In this way they welcome them.
That means that he was there before.
The eternal aspect, when they meet, they think that we are eternally connected. But why for some time there was a bath, Vinas?
So that means before, they were, before the living entity was in the spiritual world. And then there was some condition?
Only when, see, when the eternal aspect is towards the eternity, then a sort of conception comes. That you are absent. And why? We can't ascertain. For a long time, you left me, how can you go on with your life? Me, your bosom friend. So, tells when you new friend after a long time, he is my friend, why you can, and where you can be moving, leaving me, I am feeling much pain for your operation. Now you have come, it is very good. In this way he is received in that place. Because the eternal, and they think it is temporary. It's like that it was temporary in the eternal time. And instead of eternal counting, it is like that.
Because our Srila Prabhupada, he explained, originally we were all Krishna conscious entities in the spiritual world. But because we forgetful of that consciousness, we came under the jurisdiction of matter.
That is, lok means forgetfulness. Of a number, big number, forgetfulness, and they are as if reserved in Brahmaloka, the forgetfulness.
So originally we were with Krishna, in the spiritual world.
With the two sections, and in Leela, sometimes they manage in such a way that some of them comes here, not. They are posted in Brahmaloka, not detained in Brahmaloka, but also goes up again. That is a part of Leela. And there is another that comes, that is posted for long time, and for there it is coming this. So in two ways we find that Jiva goes to Krishna, Goloka. And in world.
And in the our Prabhupada, he had one book.
Just as suppose the imperial officers, they come the provincial, with some business they come in the provincial area, and he goes back. This is one thing. And the provincial officers may be promoted to imperial service. Something like that.
Yeah. Prabhupada, he had one book called the Krishna book. It is the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam in summary form. And in this one pastime, Leela of Varuna stealing away Nanda Maharaj, later in that time, Krishna, he revealed to the inhabitants.
Krishna
revealed to the inhabitants of Vrindavan realm, Goloka. And Prabhupada says there, some of the associates of Krishna were his associates who descended. Others, they were new men, and he was giving them their first glimpse of the spiritual world.
You see, the Swarup Siddhi and Buddhi in our attainment of the highest, we had passed through the stage of Swarup Siddhi, and Vastu Siddhi. What Harifid did is that we attain the fitness of a particular post fully. And the Vastu Siddhi, then we are engaged in that post. Suppose I have passed an examination of a district magistrate, ICS, is one thing acquired. And the Vastu Siddhi, I am posted in that practically. Then, after Swarup Siddhi, to attain Vastu Siddhi, for recruitment, the eligible, the past hands, they get entered, a chance to enter that Vrindavan. And there, in the perpetually, they first participates. And after participating first in some perpetually, then given passports to enter into the Lila forever. Am I clear?
No. Yes. Yes.
Siddhi and Vastu Siddhi. And before attaining Vastu Siddhi, that is eternal service there, these eligible persons, they are to participate in the fact Krishna has come down. And he gets the birth. Then after first participation in the perpetual Lila of Krishna, comes in touch with the eternal Lila, then forever they are admitted into the eternal Lila, Vastu Siddhi. So it will be like that.
I think it is. No, because in Prabhupada Krishna book, I remember now, I forgot how it said, that's your first opportunity to personally and directly associate with Krishna. These are exactly its first opportunity.
So it is said in that way.
There's one slok in the, it is in Adi Lila, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Bhakti Rasa, and Lagu Bhagavatamrita, Rupa Goswami. It's Ainam Priyanamcha Prapyamekam Vivoditam. Brahma Krishna Yor Akyat Kirana Kokumah.
So the important sloka, and that highest many things. Many opposite things are not there. It is said in Shastra that where is that anyhow, kamat, krodhat, deshat, ki chodyadva, vahavostat godhata. It is mentioned in different places, who is Krishna, Narayana, his lok. And also by dint of bhakti, they also attend him. Then the same, if by that Kamsa, Shishupal, Kumbhakarna, that was killed by Vishnu, they also, and Vishnu Loka, and those through the processes of the devotees, they by the process of devotion, they also attain Vishnu Loka. Is this one and the same? Rupa Goswami said, no. This is how, then how it is said like that in the Shastra. Jad orinang, jad orinang nijanantu pam ikum ibuditam. In the scriptures we find as if the enemies killed by Krishna and his friends, they attain both and the same place. It is not actually the same. It is just as sun's ray and the sun is one and the same. So also Bhaloka and Vaikuntha one and the same. Kiran Arko Pamojusha. Arko and Kiran, there is difference. So Arko is original body and Jyoti is Kiran is joy from emanating from the sun. Really? Both have been taken in the bare sense, one and the same. So the Ori, the enemies killed by Vishnu, they are into Jyoti. Jyoti. And it is In a general way, the statement is like that. Kiran Arko Pamojusha, Kiran and Arko. So Brahma Jyoti and Vaikuntha is taken one and the same. In this way it has been mentioned like that. But really there is a great difference.
So there in his Bhasya, Prabhupada, he said, he quoted Parashara Muni speaking to Maitreya, and he was saying that do not think that Jai and Bijai are all in every millennium, Juga, that they are falling from Vaikuntha to become asuras, demons. That we should not think that way.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, this of some Vaikuntha Basis, or the inhabitants of Vaikuntha, is it possible for them to fall into this material contaminated world? This is unusual.
The two things to be considered here. Jai Vijay, the Vaikuntha Dari. Dari means gatekeeper.
Uh-huh.
And the Vaikuntha's gate, means gatekeeper, the outside the gate there is non-Vaikuntha. There is merely Brahma Loka, Ashiva Loka, Dar. So deviation from that place is not impossible. That is one thing.
Uh-huh.
And another, though they had got some engagement, but I told that there are two forms of falling by Leela. But Leela, like play, just as everything is in Vaikuntha, everything is in Goloka, in the broadest sense. Broadest sense. But that is no man. Goloka means all accommodating, that Krishna Leela accommodates everything, but that loses its poisonous habit. Just as a heinous murder is one thing, and when in a play, in a drama, it is being shown, it has got not such heinousness, playfully, it is relished by persons. But actually, when it happens, people will shudder. Do you follow?
Yes. Yes.
In the play, when it is found in a play, it loses its sting. So in the Leela of Krishna, everything may be accommodated, but no sting will be there. Do you follow?
Yes.
So, everything will be, to maintain its dynamic character, just as Rupa Goswami says, ato hetu rahitoscha duno manam bhudanchati ahiribo gotit premno svabhava kutila bhavet. Just as a serpent, when he goes, his natural movement is curved, not straight. Serpent never goes straight, but in curved way. So the natural flow of prema, of love, is in a curved way. Ato hetu rahitoscha, without cause, with cause or without cause, Juno, lover and the beloved, they are manum udanchati. So they are sometimes without any cause, so many feelings, sentiments, anger and earnestness, they spring. Ahetukri. It is.